This year's Wine Over Water begins on Monday. As always, the festival will support Cornerstones and its historic preservation efforts here in Chattanooga. But the pandemic means this year's events will be virtual instead of on the Walnut Street Bridge. Kalina Goldsworthy is owner and founder of The Bitter Bottle. She's teaming up with the Chattery to host Wine Over Water's first virtual class on cocktails, Monday starting at 7 p.m. Kalina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about this online cocktail class for Wine Over Water.
Wine Over Water is such a highly anticipated event here in Chattanooga, and I've been so fortunate to be a part of their steering committee for the last, I guess this would have been my third year to be a part of it. This whole year has been really difficult for everyone, but I love the fact that we're still trying to keep Wine Over Water relevant, to keep it a part of what's happening and give people that sense of escape so that they can kind of have that, because I think that that's what we loved so much about Wine Over Water anyway. But in a way to be able to allow people to congregate, to talk about wine, we love wine. It's not just about drinking wine, it's about talking about it and learning about it. And so we had this idea to come up with a wine cocktail class. And I think that since we've started through quarantine and through the pandemic in general, a lot of things have taken place online, and we've shifted a lot of classes to being online. And as somebody who's taught a lot of online classes over the last, 5 months, the response has been amazing. It's been super exciting and engaging, and unlike, a lot of the other classes that I teach where I'm doing the making and the instructing and people just get to try things, it's now kind of flipped it over a little bit where we have people that are getting really like tactile and making the drinks themselves, which I love. It's so cool that everybody's in their kitchen. They have all the things that they need, at their disposal, and they can just easily, I say, this is what we're going to do. And I get to watch a screen of, 20 people doing the same thing. So cool. It's so exciting.
And you have been teaching online for months. What have you learned from that experience that you will be applying to this course?
The coolest thing is that we can reach people outside of our normal kind of zones, so to speak. So I haven't seen the guest list yet for the wine cocktails course, but I know we've been branching out outside of Chattanooga. So especially we've implemented newly, which we're doing for this wine cocktails class as well, a cocktail kit. So it's a small box that includes all the, non-perishable ingredients that would be needed to create these cocktails, and they're shipped to your house. So we're able to access people and get people the necessary ingredients and things like that that they can do from home, which is really exciting. I think that the other thing that we've learned through doing online cocktail classes that we're working with this is just kind of listening to what people want to bring into their homes. As somebody who's taught so many classes, we've done a lot of test things to see, like, are people excited about this? And honestly, I don't think that there's a better way to gauge people's excitement about things is if they're willing to bring them into your home. And I think that it's very personal, but it's exciting and it's really cool.
Tell us a little bit about each of the three cocktails that people are going to be learning about.
For this cocktail class in particular, we're going to be doing kind of a deep dive into just wine cocktails in general. So a lot of times I can't really hide my love and passion for talking about the history of cocktails. So we're going to do a little bit of that. But really what we're going to be talking about are three very different wine-themed cocktails, wine cocktails that have wine as a key ingredient. So we're going to talk about the champagne cocktail, which is a very basic, easy to replicate cocktail. I'd say that's probably the very beginner wine cocktail level, really easy to make it at home, really easy to enjoy it at home. And then we're going to focus on the New York Sour, which is one of my personal favorite cocktails. This one is going to introduce whiskey into the mix as well. And who doesn't love a whiskey cocktail with wine? Kind of sounds like a dangerous mix, but it's honestly one of the most well-balanced and delicious drinks. And we have a couple secrets. I have really enjoyed exploring what we have in our kitchens. So we'll use some really fun and unique ingredients in this drink, like aquafaba, which is the juice that you get from a can of chickpeas. It's an egg white replacement. I feel like it's magic when we work on these in the courses and I get to watch people, you know, open a can of chickpeas with such trepidation and then work it into a cocktail. And it just turns to be this beautiful, amazing, wonderful drink that they've created themselves. Super fun. And then the last cocktail that we're going to do, which is another one of my personal staples and my personal favorites that puts us up a little bit more on the advanced side of things, is making a mulled wine.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So I think mulled wine is, we have this sort of connotation to bring this back to like the antiquated times. Nobody really wants things like this until you try it. And then you try it and you think, wow, I don't know why I haven't been doing this for a really long time. You can find a lot of different recipes for it. I personally love to work with a nice red wine, like a Shiraz or something like that. Work in some citrus flavors, a lot of baking spice. And the cool thing about this is if you have a crock pot, you can just kind of set it on low, mix everything in really nicely, and just kind of let it roll. We don't want to boil anything off, obviously, because we don't want to lose a lot of the alcohol content of it, but it's such a winter warmer. It's the perfect drink to accompany, you know, especially now that we're finally getting into fall, to sit around a campfire with some friends and just have a giant pot. You don't have to make, you know, 25 cocktails for your, well, we're probably not having 25 people over anymore. 3 cocktails for your friends at any given point in time as you sit around socially distanced fire. You just have, you know, a giant crock pot of wine that you can just serve, and it's warm, and everything about it is just screams for fall and winter time. It's just perfect.
And beyond this course, tell us how your business, The Bitter Bottle, is doing and what your plans are for the business as the months unfold and we head into 2021.
Well, it's kind of crazy to think that I just launched my first product in December of 2019. So it was kind of a crazy roller coaster to launch a product and, you know, the holiday season, and then watch the January, February months tend to be really slow for food and beverage anyway, and then to watch March kind of take it all away. So our primary customer base were bars and restaurants. And with the pandemic, we pivoted really quickly to having an online storefront, which we're focusing on. For the holiday season and as we go into 2021, really been listening to what our customers are looking for. And we found out that honestly, through doing a lot of these courses, that our customers are home bartenders and home enthusiasts. So we've been focusing a lot on doing education in terms of what you can do with bitters and why you should have them at your bar. You know, they're not just for making drinks with, they're for cooking with, adding them to your chilies or your cookies or, you know, a bunch of different things. So we are focusing on creating some smaller options. We saw that we've been selling just 4-ounce bottles. We're selling 1-ounce bottles now, or we will be for the holiday season. We've got some really beautiful gift boxes that we're finishing up right now that I'm really excited about. Having an array of things from like small stocking stuffer sized bitters to, we just released our herbal tinctures line. So even though the pandemic in the last few months have slowed down a lot, the beautiful thing about making bitters is they're good for a long time. And without a lot of people knocking down my door, like the bars and restaurants previously, we've had a ton of time to work on production. So we've worked on some new flavors and a lot of really exciting things to come. You know, this company has been everything to me, and I was so determined to get it off the ground. And it's been a tough year, but we are looking forward into 2021 with some really, really big, exciting ideas.
If you want to participate, where do you go online?
You can visit Wine Over Water's website to purchase the tickets. We're doing it in partnership with the Chattery as well. So if you do, or you're very close with the Chattery and you know that website well, you can visit the Chattery's website and it will redirect you to Wine Over Water's site to purchase the tickets.
And for more information about The Bitter Bottle, where can people go online?
You can go to thebitterbottle.com, or you can follow me on social media at The Bitter Bottle.
All right, Kalina, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.